What's coming next for the land market? David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Various factors that can impact land values are pulling in opposite directions. I called Farmers National Company's Randy Dickett to talk to him about these concerns.
What's your prediction, Randy? You look at the economy and the people that are out of work and the snowball effect that that's going to have. Restaurants have been closed, possibly a lot of them going out of business, which has affected the dairy and the meat markets. Very gloomy times overall, unless some people predict that could lead into a depression.
Well, I think there's two different aspects. One's the general and world economy.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of people out of job or out of work, and there will continue to be. I know what's hitting white collar now. Some of those layoffs were slower. It's hitting other professions in the industry, but a little bit slower. Yeah, I think travel, flying, and some of that is slower to come back. We're not going to be holding as meetings, and we'll be doing more virtual. But on the flip side, people have to eat, hoping that a lot of the ethanol comes back and we get the livestock put through meatpacking plants and people are healthy. So on the agricultural side, I don't know if you call any of it positive, but federal government through the USDA is going to pump large amount of money into the ag economy this year. And we know in 2018 and 19, those market facilitation program payments made a big difference on the cash flow.
We'll talk specifics in another episode. Ag Information Network of the West.